Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hello, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Tenny Brown. Dr. Brown is here with us to discuss urinary incontinence. Dr. Brown, you know, this is one of those subjects that comes up over coffee, and, you know, we talk about this privately, but tell me clinically, what is incontinence? What are we talking about?
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me, for sure. So urinary incontinence is basically the involuntary leakage of urine, essentially losing urine when you don't want to.
And as far as common symptoms, talk to me about that, because, I mean, what you just said sounds pretty basic, but, I mean, is there a little bit more to it? So what do we look for?
Yeah, so it really depends on the type of urinary incontinence you have that may sort of change the way your urine leakage manifests. And what I mean by that is there are two main types of urinary incontinence. The first we call stress urinary incontinence. And this is when individuals will lose urine involuntarily, but in the setting of doing something that increases your abdominal pressure. And what I mean by that is like coughing, laughing, exercising, sneezing. Whereas there's some women who don't have this form of incontinence, and instead they have something called urgency urinary incontinence. These people who have these this sort of incontinence will get a really strong feeling that you have to go to the bathroom. It's what we call a strong sense of an urge. And before you can make it to the bathroom, the urine is coming out. You are leaking.
Okay, so talk to me about diagnosis. How does that happen?
So really, Robin, diagnosis is clinical. It's just based on talking to your physician and getting a history and saying, what symptoms are you having? When does it happen? When do you notice it? Oftentimes, we don't have to do any testing to diagnose it. For stress urinary incontinence, we can actually confirm this in the office. Like if I bring you into the office and you cough and you leak urine, you have stress incontinence. We do have some more complex testing called urodynamic testing that can help us with the diagnosis if it's not very clear from just a simple taking the history and a physical examination. But everyone doesn't need that type of test necessarily.
If you're just joining us, you're joining us for Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and Dr. Tenny Brown is joining me today, and we're talking about urinary incontinence. What I'm wondering, Dr. Brown, is what causes this?
It's usually not just one thing in particular. We have this term in medicine that we say multifactorial, meaning it could be a lot of different things and the combination of those things. There are certain things that may put people at risk for having urinary incontinence. One of them, for example, is childbirth. That is one of the number one risk factors for urinary incontinence. But then there are other risk factors too, such as obesity, constipation, things that expose people to this chronic increases in their intra-abdominal pressure. And then there's some medical conditions that put people at risk, especially some neurologic conditions like multiple sclerosis, for example.
I'm going to guess that there are a lot of individuals who wait to come to you because they probably
yes.
think there's nothing that can be done. Is that the case?
Yes. Or Robin, you know what? Or they think that it's normal, or it's a normal part of aging.
Can it be reversed?
We have several options. And Robin, I think that's one of the best things about my job is that I can treat three individuals with urinary incontinence in three different ways, just based on what their preferences are and what their goals of treatment are.
It sounds like there is definitely some help. So what advice do you have?
What I would say is you deserve optimal quality of life. You deserve to get this taken care of. If it is bothering you, you don't have to justify it. Talk to your physicians. You can talk to your primary care doctors. You can talk to your gynecologist. And I think one thing that's important for people to know is you don't have to see one of those doctors to come see someone like me, your gynecologist. You can just make an appointment to see us.
What you just said was us, Dr. Brown, because at Northwestern Medicine, this is a team approach, right?
Yes, it is. It's a multidisciplinary approach. In our office, we have physicians, so you're a gynecologist who address these problems. We have nurse practitioners. We work very closely with our pelvic floor physical therapists. Urinary incontinence is common. And also, you know, a lot of people who have urinary incontinence have other pelvic floor problems. And so we work closely with other disciplines, including like our colorectal surgeon colleagues, depending on what people need. And so I really think that it's really important to get plugged in. And then we sit together and determine what what your goals of treatment are and determine what's going to be the best way to address these goals.
No doubt you are in good hands with Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Brown, what a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.